We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time. Welcome to Cleveland. How are you today?
I'm just great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. You know, I took my son to play ball ballpark yesterday. My partner here took his kids today.
It was awesome.
It's a great event. For those who haven't been, we've been calling it like, you know, we had the Comic-Con in there. It's like a Comic-Con of baseball. I mean, well, if you're a baseball fan, that is a great place to be, Commish.
Well, the play ballpark has been a great thing for us in terms of introducing people to the game and, you know, giving people who are already big on the game an opportunity to interact with it different ways. A lot of fun things to do for kids, and I'm glad both of you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Speaking of the All-Star game, obviously we're excited it's here in Cleveland. Obviously, you guys changed the voting process this year. You had the, you know, the three finalists. There was no more of the final vote. You had the three finalists,
right,
and you had a day and change to vote for those guys. How do you think it worked out? Did you like it?
We're really positive on it. You know, we had a lot more engagement in terms of the number of people that voted. We particularly liked the final round because of the level of social media activity, players supporting other players that we think our fans found to be really interesting.
We're talking with Commissioner Rob Manfred. Commish, all right, so much to get to here. Let's start with some of the changes you've made to the game. I'll be honest, I didn't like the idea of the intentional walk just going to first at first, and now I like it. And I'm just so you know, I'm a diehard baseball fan. I'm 48 years old. I, you know, remember going to Shea Stadium in 1977 for the first time, and so I love baseball. I've always loved it. I didn't like the idea of limiting the pitcher visits, the mound visits. I changed my mind on that. I like the way it's played itself out. I think there's been some positive changes. However, it doesn't seem like the games have been shortened at all. Is that a concern?
Well, I think that the trend of the games going longer and longer, and if you look at before we started making changes, it was clearly headed one direction. We
yes.
kind of have reversed or halted that trend, at least. I'm not saying that we
yep.
don't have work to do on that topic, but we are at least not getting longer, and I think that's a good thing.
What else can we do, Commissioner, to try and speed the game up? And you know, for the people out there who say it's not necessary, what do you say to them?
Well, let's talk about what we can do. We know we're going to have a couple of changes next year. We're going to go away from the 40-man rosters in September. We're going to have a maximum of 28 guys active for a game. We'll have 26 players all year long instead of 25. We feel like that will be positive. You know, our September games with 40 guys available can be even longer than normal. And, you know, you're playing the game a little differently than you play it all season long. So we think that's going to be a good change. And then also in our agreement with the MLBPA, we have the right to go to a rule that would require a relief pitcher to pitch to three batters or finish the inning. We think there's two benefits to that rule: reduce the number of pitching changes, and we also think it will reduce the effectiveness of relief pitchers, cutting down on the matchups and putting a little more action in the game, which we think would be a positive.
We're talking with Commissioner Rob Manfred. You know, that's a drastic change, the bullpen thing. Commish, obviously,
you know, every change in baseball is a drastic change.
Sure.
I do think that your comment about, you know, didn't like the intentional walk and then I decided it was okay and didn't like you know, in baseball, it takes people a little bit of time to get used to every change.
Right.
We have a lot of fans who love the game just the way it is, and that's a great thing. You know, we have the greatest game in the world, and I love the game the way it is. The real question is for the next generation, are we doing everything possible to make sure we're putting the most entertaining product we can on the field? And a little change I don't think is going to alter the fact that we have the greatest game in the world.
It is a great point because you have to balance the guys like me that are approaching our 50s and older who love baseball, have loved it our whole life. We grew up with it. And
right.
the kids are not – are not growing up with it the same way we did, and you've got to find a way to reach those kids beyond speeding up the game, or what else can be done? Are we doing is baseball doing a good enough job of being in the cities like Cleveland, being in the inner cities, and getting kids involved, more kids involved in baseball?
Well, let me talk to you about two things there. We started the Play Ball Initiative the first year I was commissioner in 2015. Since 2015, baseball has been the fastest growing youth participation sport in the United States. Our participation's up 21% over that period of time. We have seen increased efforts at making playing opportunities available in underserved areas. We've already seen the benefits of those efforts. We have about 8% of our players are African American. 20% of our first rounders the last 5 years have been African American. Almost every one of those players has a touch with a Major League Baseball program. So that's on the participation side. The other thing that you really need to focus on is social media. I mean, obviously, young people so focused on social media. We started a program this year where we made highlights available to our players. They can just grab them off a website, add their own commentary, and post them on their personal accounts. We've signed up about 36% of our players to that program. We've dramatically increased our social media activity. So those are the kinds of programs we need to build and grow to make sure we're getting the next generation.
Let's talk about promoting some of your stars in the game, because we had played a clip earlier today of Mike Trout, and I'm thinking if a partner didn't say that's Mike Trout, I wouldn't know his voice from any other player. You hear it like an NBA player talk, like a LeBron James or a Kevin Durant or a Steph Curry or whoever, maybe a Tom Brady, right? And you know their voice. They're recognizable. What can Major League Baseball do to get those players, those stars, on that level?
Well, go out and take a spin around Cleveland and look at the signage that's out there surrounding all of our events. All of that signage is player-focused. It's focused on our
stars.
It is, yeah. That's our obligation. We should be doing that. Secondly, we debuted three new commercials today. Mike Trout's a big part of those. He plays on the West Coast. Obviously, we want to take what is a great player and a great human being and just make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to make sure our fans know who players like Mike Trout. It's not just Mike, but players like Mike Trout, make sure we know who it is. And it's our obligation to do that.
We're talking with Commissioner Rob Manfred. Let's talk about the ball. Yes, please.
One of you started in Utica, New York?
I did. My career began in Utica, New York. Technically that's true. My career started as the play-by-play voice of the Batavia Muck Dogs with Ryan Howard and Marlon Byrd and Ryan Madsen and Chase Utley. But then but my first full-time radio job was in Utica, New York, yes.
I'm a graduate of Rome Free Academy, and I got a couple of high school buddies who are policemen in Utica.
Yeah,
and
it's awesome.
And they remember
Did they arrest him for shoplifting?
They did not arrest me for shoplifting. Yeah, I worked in Utica from 2001 to 2007 part of that time on WIBX Sports Watch. That's where my career started. Yeah.
There you go. Well,
Free Academy. It's a great part of the country.
Another guy who gets out of upstate New York and makes good, right? there you go.
That's right. That is really cool. We're talking with Commissioner Rob Manfred. I got to ask you about the baseballs, because obviously there's been a lot of talk about all the home runs, and I know there's some variety, right, in how the balls can be made.
Right.
Home runs are way up this year, which I don't have a problem with. I think fans like seeing the home runs. Obviously, they're up in AAA as well, where they're using the same balls, not so much in the lower levels. What can you tell us about how the baseballs are being made this year versus the past?
Well, we tried to be really transparent on this topic. We actually commissioned a group of scientists unrelated to baseball to examine the manufacturing process and tell us whether anything has changed in a way. That report we made available to the public, they concluded that nothing had changed in the manufacturing process, but that, we should expect, because it is a handmade product made from natural materials, variation in the baseball. Those same scientists came back this year and told us that the ball seems to have a little less drag than it has in certain other years. And, small changes in the amount of drag on a baseball can produce more home runs. We don't know exactly why it happened. We think we're in the process of trying to figure that out, but it is true that the baseball has a little less drag this year.
Got to ask you about Chief Wahoo here quickly, because there's a lot of fans here that are, you know, diehard, lifelong fans. They look at that logo. It's nostalgic to them, and they're upset that the logo has disappeared from the Indians uniforms altogether. How much involvement did Major League Baseball have in that decision?
Well, we were a driving, maybe is the right word, force in that decision. The Dolan family, the Indians, were cooperative in the process. I understand that people had a certain affinity with respect to the logo, but again,
yeah,
I think it's one of those things where people's reaction and sensitivities to issues change over time, and every once in a while the game needs to change as well.
Yeah. I agree with you, Mr. Commissioner. I think it was the right call. I know a lot of fans disagree with me, but I think it was the right call, and I'm glad you did it. Something else that I'd love to see you do, and this is growing. I grew up a National League fan, but you have interleague play on basically a daily basis with 15 teams in each league. I think, to me, it's imperative that the National League have the DH. When you weren't playing on a daily basis, no big deal. But now that you are, I think it would be great for the game if the DH went into the National League. The players obviously would not be against it. Are we trending towards the DH in the NL?
Well, look, I have a lot of National League owners who love that brand of baseball. Just like you talk about fans who don't like change. You know, you actually have some owners sometimes who don't like change either.
True.
You know, it is a change that I think we should be a little careful undertaking. If we move the DH into the National League, a brand of baseball will become extinct, right? It's the only place that it's really played without a designated hitter now. And, you know, I'm not sure that's necessarily a good thing over the long haul.
I would love to see it.
I'll tell you what I want to see.
I
want to see the runner on second base in extra innings.
Because
I'm tired of watching, 13, 14 inning games. I know there's not a million
of them. There's not that many.
But I think it makes extra innings exciting. Commissioner, how far away are we from that?
Don't like it.
Well, look, I think we're a ways on that one from using it in regular major league games. Obviously, we're using it in the All-Star game tomorrow. Used it in the Futures game yesterday. We used it in the World Baseball Classic. I saw, I think, two games where it came into play. And, you know, the fans loved it. I mean, it really can be very exciting. And, you know,
absolutely.
I was talking to Jim Tomei today at a field dedication. He was saying, managing in the Futures game, he realized how much strategy the rule really brings out. You know, do you bunt? Do you try to move the guy over? It is a very interesting rule.
Totally agree.
We're talking with Commissioner Rob Manfred. Let's talk international games, Commish, because without being there, obviously, I thought the England games with Yankees and Red Sox, if they've never watched baseball before, they must think every game is like a football game. Because
yeah, it was.
But they were great games. I thought it was a lot of foul territory, but it didn't matter. I thought those games were great. I'm thinking about going to see the Cubs-Cardinals next year. Was it a complete success, and what's the future for it?
Look, we loved it. We sold a roughly 60,000 seat stadium out 2 days in a row. We sold out in less than a day. The games, they may not have been artistic for the baseball purist, but, you know, for introducing people to the game, they weren't a bad thing. You know, there's lots of action, lots of fun. The crowd stayed. Tremendous buzz in London. We killed it from a merchandise perspective. We sold more merchandise in London than we have sold at any All-Star game since 2008. Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. We're talking with Commissioner Rob Manfred. You know, the one thing I find frustrating, it's a little better this year because some of the players signed, but, you know, in basketball and football, you know, rookies play right away. And in baseball, because of the system where guys have to, 6 years of control, and a lot of times it turns into seven, because guys don't get called up until May, it discourages teams from sometimes calling up players that are worthy of being in the majors. Are the Players Union and Major League Baseball working to correct that problem? Because if there's a way for teams to still have control, but for these young players to come up earlier, it benefits everybody. How do we fix it? Are we working to fix it?
Look, I think that it's a topic that we'll be discussing in 2021. I don't think there's a lot of debate between the commissioner's office and the union that, you know, we want to see the very best players in the big leagues right from the outset. I think the issue is this. You know, sometimes clubs have very good developmental reasons as to why a player that, you know, maybe the press believes is ready to come up right then, that they don't think he's quite ready to be up. And how exactly you decide or who makes that decision as to when the player is ready to come up is a difficult problem to solve. Even if you agree you want to solve it, what the solution is not that easy.
Commissioner Manfred, you know, you walk around Cleveland, you drive around Cleveland, you mentioned some of the signage here. Francisco Lindor is our star in this city.
Yep.
And most likely, he is going to be, when he becomes a free agent, he's going to be gone because this small market team can't afford to pay him. What can Major League Baseball do about small markets in their young stars leaving those small markets?
Well, you know, every time we bargain with the MLBPA, our goal is to keep the competitive playing field as level as we possibly can. And if you look back over the course of the last couple of agreements, the fact of the matter is there's been significant payroll compression in baseball. The difference between the very highest payroll clubs and the lowest payroll clubs is significantly smaller than it used to be, and that'll be a topic that we'll revisit in 2021. Obviously, every time we bargain, our goal is to make sure that places like Cleveland, Milwaukee, Kansas City have a fair opportunity to compete with, you know, the iconic franchises in L.A., New York, and Chicago.
We're talking with Commissioner Rob Manfred. Obviously, baseball cannot – it's been a while, but baseball cannot afford a work stoppage. You know this. Are you concerned about it?
You know, I'm a big believer in the process of collective bargaining. You know, when I was in charge of that process for the league, you know, we made four deals without having a work stoppage. I believe we can continue that record. It takes honest dialogue at the table. I've said this publicly. You know, we made a deal in 2016. We're prepared to live with that deal. We've also told the Players Association going back to the spring of 2018 that if they have concerns, they want to get at them, they want to have conversation about change, we're ready to go. So, you know, we're going to stay really positive on the labor relations front and do everything we can to make sure that the game stays on the field.
I think one of the great things about baseball right now is there are more young stars, I think, than ever. Why do you think there is so much great young talent? I think more than ever before at this young an age, these guys playing great so early.
I think that, we have made a significant investment over the last 5 to 7 years in providing playing opportunities, particularly elite playing opportunities to young people. I think that has had an impact. I think we're doing a better job competing with other sports for the very best athletes. I don't know if either of you saw any of the clips of the high school home run derby that we had here at the ballpark. I was out there. I met these young men. I mean, you know, they're guys. They could play basketball, football. I mean, they're just really, really good athletes. And I just think we're doing a better job recruiting them.
Commissioner Rob Manfred with us. Commissioner, there was a report recently about the possibility of the Rays playing some of their season in Montreal. It sounded like a crazy idea to me, but I'm open-minded and willing to listen. What is the deal with that? Is that realistic?
Well, look, realistic. it remains to be seen whether it's realistic. I will say this.
Yeah.
I think that Stu Sternberg and his group in Tampa have worked very, very hard to make baseball in Tampa viable. If you look at the record of the team, they put a great product on the field. They've been really competitive despite limited economic resources. Despite the fact that they've had really, really good teams, their attendance has been at or near the bottom of the league. And I think that the idea of a split season is really a sign of their commitment to try to keep Major League Baseball in Tampa for at least part of the year. Now, whether they can pull it off or not, there's lots and lots of hurdles that have to be overcome. But, you know, sometimes a Hail Mary hits. And hopefully they can find a way either through the split season or otherwise to keep baseball in Tampa.
All right, last serious thing, and then we'll have a little fun and let you go. Commissioners, we appreciate it all the time. When you look at everything, it's, the trade deadline, that's what I wanted to hit. I love the idea of getting rid of the August trades. Why'd you decide to cut down to just July 31st of the trades? I think it was a great idea, but tell us about that decision.
Well, we wanted to make July 31st, the trading deadline in July, the biggest date we could possibly make it. Whatever activity is going to happen in terms of in-season trades, we wanted to happen all at one place, number one. Number two, our regular season really matters. It's 162 games. It's very competitive, very selective to make the postseason in baseball as compared to other sports. And, you know, we don't like the optics of of somebody trading for a player, adding him to the roster, right at the end of August, and that altering the course of the season. We think it's, just too late in the year for that to happen. So there's really a positive and a negative reason for it.
You know, you said you obviously talked about being from the Utica-Rome area originally. Do you still eat tomato pie, Commissioner?
I still do eat tomato pie. You know, the pizza in upstate New York's a little different than any place else. I'm sure you know that.
Yes.
But good nonetheless.
It is. In fact, there's a place in Utica, Oskin Eats. Have you been there?
Yeah, I have indeed. I haven't. You spent 22 years in upstate New York. Hard to
true.
Miss that one.
That's a great place. All right, who you got in the home run derby tonight? Who you betting? I know you're not betting, but we can't bet in baseball, but who you picking? You got a favorite?
Can I tell you something? I think that's an inappropriate one for me. We're going to go out there and see what happens, okay?
Yeah, all the fans will get mad at you if you pick one guy. Hey, Commissioner, we appreciate the time.
Thanks so much for joining us.
It was fun talking to you guys.
Thanks, Commissioner. There he is, the Commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.